The World This Week. Politics.
India's Hindu nationalist government unexpectedly ended the autonomy granted to Indian-administered Kashmir, splitting it in two, putting local party leaders under house arrest and ordering non-residents, including tourists, to leave. The government poured another 25,000 troops into the region. Pakistan said the move was illegal. Relations between the two countries were already fraught because of an attack by Pakistani-based jihadists on Indian troops in Kashmir 6 months ago.
The Taliban started a fresh round of talks with America's envoy for Afghanistan. The talks, held in Qatar, are aiming for a deal under which America will withdraw its troops from Afghanistan, but only if the Taliban starts negotiations with the government in Kabul. As they were talking, the Taliban claimed responsibility for a bomb that killed 14 people and wounded 145 in Kabul.
The Philippines declared a national dengue epidemic. At least 146,000 cases were recorded from January to July, double the number in the same period last year. More than 620 people have died.
New Zealand's government introduced a bill to decriminalise abortion and allow women to seek the procedure up to 20 weeks into a pregnancy. At present, a woman has to get permission for an abortion and may have one only if her pregnancy endangers her physical or mental health. New Zealand's abortion rate is nevertheless higher than in most European countries.
America imposed a complete economic embargo on the government of Venezuela, freezing all its assets and threatening sanctions against firms that do business with it, unless they have an exemption. The move steps up the pressure on Nicolas Maduro's socialist regime. America, along with 50-odd other countries, recognizes Juan Guaido, the opposition leader, as Venezuela's president, though Mr. Maduro is still supported by China and Russia.
The head of Brazil's Institute for Space Research was fired after a spat with Jair Bolsonaro, the country's president, over satellite images that showed a sharp increase in the Amazon's deforestation. Mr. Bolsonaro had questioned the data and said it brought Brazil's reputation into disrepute.
The latest mass shootings in America elicited more pleas for gun controls. Even some Republicans said they would support red flag laws that would take guns away from those who are a violent risk. The gunman who slaughtered 22 people at a Walmart in heavily Hispanic El Paso was in custody as police trawled through an anti-immigrant screed he had written. The shooter, who murdered 9 people, including his sister in Dayton, was killed by police officers on patrol after 30 seconds of mayhem.